Blog Talk Radio. From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Real Women, Real Talk. I'm very excited to be here this evening. I just wanted to play a little bit of this song. You do not want to miss Friday's episode. I have a young lady, Audria Sounds. She will be back on the platform. That is her latest single. You do not want to miss Friday's episode, ladies. But thank you so much for tuning in. This evening, I have an extraordinary woman in the studio with me, and we're going to discuss some of the things that a lot of us women that we have questions for, and we may not have the answers. So tonight, I have someone that's going to give us those answers and that's going to help us to understand finding your soulmate, dealing with brokenness, pain, loneliness, and a need to feel complete, which a lot of us women, we in that exact same boat, including myself. But you don't have to worry about it. I have the answers for you this evening. But before we get started, as always, we always start off with a word and a prayer so we can just pray for everyone. So, Father, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. And it doesn't matter what happened today or did not happen today, Father, you're over it all. And we just give it all to you. And I just pray your blessing over everyone under the sound of my breath. And I pray a special blessing over my guest this evening. And, Lord, I just pray that you would just use her, Father, as she just speaks to your women this evening, Father. Bring us clarity. Give us understanding. Help us to understand where we at, what we need to do, what issues that we may have to deal with ourselves. And help us to be open to change. And we just pray a special blessing over everyone, and I pray whatever needs that may be represented, Lord, that your hands will truly supply their needs, according to your riches and glory. And we just praise you. We give you all the glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name, and let's say amen. All right, we are all set. We are fired up, and we are ready to go. This evening, I have the privilege of having Ms. Shimron in the studio with me, and we spoke just before the show, and I'm very excited about this. So thank you so much for joining me in the studio this evening and taking out your time. We so deeply appreciate it, and I just say thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you and your Real Women. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
So am I. So we're just going to get – I'm just going to jump right into it. All right. Now, every person desires to find that ultimate soulmate, okay? Is it possible, is it a such thing as a soulmate?
There is absolutely a soulmate and one specific soulmate for every single person on the planet. And what most people don't realize is that soulmate, that most important, valuable soulmate, is right under your nose the entire time.
Okay, now, your new book speaks about your journey to love. So we're going to talk a little bit about your book as well. But how can you, because I'm telling you something, when you hear that, just by me just hearing it from you, that a lot of times that your soulmate is right underneath your nose, how is that possible? Because a lot of times I've heard people say that, and I'm going to tell you something, I've always argued that point because I'm like, I have had people right underneath my nose, and trust me, they was not my soulmate. So I just, I'm just going to be real with you,
always.
You know?
Yes, yes, that comment always causes a pause because we are so outwardly focused. We are always sending our energy out, looking outside for something to fill us up, something to complete us, someone that is going to love us enough, that's going to accept us, that's going to understand us, that's going to cherish us, that's going to value us, that's going to give us all the gifts, that's going to make all of our dreams come true. And we cannot person outside of us until we first discover that person inside of us. So that one true soulmate, right away most people think, oh, that person's out there, that person's out there. And what I'm here to tell you is that person that you're looking for is actually inside of you. You are your one true soulmate. And when you allow yourself to truly discover that and truly fall in love with yourself, which is a journey in itself, then the heart opens, the mind opens, your life opens, and you then allow into your life an equivalent vibration, an equivalent like mind, like heart being that will fulfill all those very same ways that you treat yourself.
So in other words, it's more of an inner thing that we have to come to terms with ourselves, that we have to love ourselves and, you know, internal first. So are you thinking that there is a brokenness or there is a broken link that is within a lot of us women, and that's why we just cannot seem to find our soulmate because we still have a lot of baggage?
I think that the perspective that often self-help or inspiration or motivation presents is that there's something wounded, there's something that needs to be fixed, there's something that's broken. And what I am trying to help people understand is what if nothing is really broken, needs to be fixed, or is actually wounded? What if there are two parts of us that simply need to be honored and recognized? You know, we're all seeking to be the light. We're all seeking to be our highest and our best self. That's what we want. That's what we want to attract into our lives. That's the kind of love we even want in our lives. What we want to turn away from is the negative side of ourselves, or the part that we think failed, or the part that we think is inadequate or not good enough or unworthy. And so we push away that part. We ignore it. We want to do all of these different practices, whether it is to kill that side of us off or ignore us or try to heal ourselves or do something like that. And what I want people to understand is the dark and the light have to exist in the same space, because you can't see the light unless there's darkness. You can't know darkness unless there's light. And so what if in each one of us there's actually two pieces, and those two pieces actually need to be merged. They need to be married. What if that part of you that you consider broken or wounded, which stems from your childhood, which stems from the beliefs that you learned from your parents and your upbringing and your culture, and it allowed certain experiences in your life, what if that side of you actually had the perspectives and created the situations and the obstacles, or was attracted to the kinds of experiences that would confirm those very beliefs? And it did so for you to have the journey of a lifetime, to discover your boldness, your brilliance, your light. What if that side of you loved you enough to go through all of that so that you could discover this other side of yourself? And what we really need to do is find a way to have the love, compassion, forgiveness, and understanding for that side to be able to embrace your greatness, your allness. And when you do that, you attract a like vibration, because like attracts like.
Ooh, boy, that's deep. I mean, as you were talking, I just saw my entire life, you know, right there, you know, and this is an area that I have been struggling with for so long. But how does that compare to so many women? So many women are, you know, they are raising children on their own. And as they're raising children on their own, that sometimes they take on that male persona. You know I have taken it on my entire life periodically, you know, so it's hard for me to drop that. Like a lot of women, they struggle in that area, you know, that you want to be a woman, but then you also think and act like this man over here, you know. How does that help a woman get to a place that she can be open and free to deal with those issues, the brokenness from your childhood, you know, and come to a place of wholeness?
We each have inside of ourselves masculine and feminine energies. In fact, in my book, Your Journey to Love, I talk about the Trinity. And I talk about the Trinity from many different perspectives. We all know the Trinity as it is spoken in the Bible. But there are actually 13 breakdowns of that Trinity that go from God essence to human. And one of those Trinities happens to be masculine energy, feminine energy, and then divine child energy. And we encompass all three of those. But what has happened in our culture, particularly in the Western world, is women have become men. We have masculinized to the point that we're doing, we're pushing, we're toiling. We have forgotten what the essence of ancient women were about. Ancient women held the space. They received. They were the ones that knew how to hold community, how to hold the home space, how to hold the presence of love. And we've forgotten how to be those receivers. We've let that feminine essence of ourselves, that feminine energy, deplete and go away, and we've become exhausted. So even there has to be a reuniting and a balancing of the masculine and the feminine energy. What man wants to marry a woman that's just going to be another man? That's not going to happen.
Right.
And so when we become women that can receive ourselves, and that means the woundedness that we perceive, the brokenness that we perceive, and we can love that, and we can let that side of ourselves that's needing something, when we give that to ourselves and we're receiving from ourselves, what we're doing is opening our hearts. And in opening our hearts and saying, I'm worthy enough to receive, and if there's no one out there in the world that can give it to me, I'm worthy enough to give it to myself. And when we become worthy enough to receive something, even if it's from ourselves, all of a sudden we start to learn how to receive from others outside of us, particularly allowing men then to be men. You know, and it's a whole different paradigm, because we have to relearn and reprogram ourselves, because we've watched how our mothers and their mothers have become masculinized. And that's another huge part of the book in Your Journey to Love, is learning how to love, because none of us were taught really what love was. We were taught
right.
the broken, wounded versions of what our caregivers passed down as love.
Now, you made a quote in your book. You stated, and I just want to quote you here, that a grand awakening is on the cusp for this planet, but cannot occur unless people wake up to themselves. Can you just explain that to us and just help us to understand that, so we can get a clear understanding of what type of awakening that needs to be brought to us?
Yes, the real awakening has to happen is an awakening that occurs from introspection and inquiry and contemplation. And that takes place because we realize, and I wrote about this in my first book called Conversations with the Universe, that we have to realize that everything that's showing up outside of us is really just a reflection of us. And so if we've been in a bad relationship, or we have difficulty with relationships at work, or we have an experience that takes place even in our car or our house or with our children, what if those things are really mirrors to what we are holding internally as beliefs or thoughts or ideas about life? And if we looked at every single thing around us as really a mirror and a conversation with the world talking back to us, telling us more about ourselves, all of a sudden we'd start to learn what we need to change or evolve about ourselves. And so let's say you were in a relationship with someone that was verbally abusive, that was disrespectful.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, you know, it's very easy to point the finger out there and say, this guy treats me bad, he speaks to me badly, he's disrespectful to me, you know, he doesn't take care of me, he doesn't come home at night. Whatever it is that this person's doing, it's easy to point the finger and blame. But what if we took that experience and said, where is that in me? If that's showing up outside of me, and I've invited that experience as like attracts like, then that I must be carrying something like that inside of me. I must be treating someone else or myself in the same way. And what most people will find is that very same betrayal, disrespect, or verbal abuse that they're experiencing outside is because, number one, that's what they do to themselves. How many of us women look in the mirror and think, I need to change this about my body, or gosh, you're never good enough, or you couldn't do that, or you failed? How many of us verbally abuse ourselves, disrespect ourselves, or give away ourselves and betray our own dreams? These experiences, these beautiful beings that come into our lives that often mistreat us, are angels in disguise, because they're actually showing us how we are being to ourselves, what we're really believing about love, life, and everything around us that's unconsciously believing. And when we start really awakening to that truth, all of a sudden, not only does our inner world change, our outer world reflects that change.
You know what? That is so enlightening, because I'm going to tell you something. Now, do you believe that so many of us, that we buy into this, like what you stated, and I just want to quote you on this as well, that too many buy into their preoccupation of love rather than the reality?
Oh, most definitely. So I think most of us are more in love with the idea of love than even understanding what love is.
So if a person has not been shown love, then it's harder to love when you don't know how to love, you know. Some women struggle with loving other people, you know. And someone, would you even go as far as to say that that could be because they don't love themselves and that's why they can't love other people?
We can't give to another person what we're unable to give to ourselves. And so if you think you love someone, if you have not been loving to yourself, then you're not really loving the other person. You're probably manipulating them. You're probably using a distorted version of love. And that may trigger some people. And if it triggers, then it is actually more of the truth. Anytime we get triggered by a person or something, that means that some part of us inside knows that it's the truth. The love is not a doing. It is not how much you can do for someone. It is not how much you can accomplish. Love is not a process or a workshop or a book or an act. Love is not even the I love you of words. Love is a path, and it is a presence. Love is an understanding and a compassion. It is something that is all-encompassing and all-embracing. It sees no separation and no difference. That is true love. And so if our path can be our ability to see everything outside of us as us and treat it with the same compassion, and then treat ourselves with that compassion, all of a sudden we will begin to understand your journey to love. We will begin to understand what it really means to love. Unfortunately, and I know this myself because I hit this place in my own life many years ago, most of us are trying to do love when we are actually really numb. It's not love at all. It is a state of numbness where there's no feeling.
Okay, now can you explain that more? Because how can a person be with someone, you know, that you meet someone, you marry someone, you think that you love them, but at the same time that you still numb. So what are you numb to? Are you numb to the emotional portion of connecting with someone, or is it physical, or maybe it's not all of them? You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out at you just to get your perspective on it, because I know that's something that I need to hear, and I know other women need to hear that as well.
Numbness comes from not being willing to feel feelings. And right now we live in a society of people that suppress their feelings, laugh off their feelings, or try to medicate, self-medicate their feelings rather than feeling them fully. I write in some of my other books that you're not on a journey, you are the journey. And everything that happens in our life is simply experience. And so if you were created to be on this planet, to be something that spirit speaks in as and through and comes through, and you are here to really praise God and be that essence of what God sees as prayer walking, then you really are here as part of that God essence. And what God essence wants from you is to experience. So you're really experiencing itself. Now let me break that down, because what that really means is everything that happens to you is simply experience. So if it is sadness, it is just simply an experience. It is an emotion to fully experience. It is juicy like an orange. It's meant to be bitten into and tasted of all its juice. The same thing for joy. But from the time we were a child, we were taught, if we started crying, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Stop that. Stop that. What are you doing? What's wrong? What's wrong? And we were taught that that emotion, sadness, was not good. And so we started to separate from that and think, I'm not supposed to do that. And when we were happy, we were praised because we were happy or we were positive. The same thing goes for anger, for jealousy, for all of those emotions. So part of this journey to love is to understand that the full bandwidth of emotions are really just experience. And only when we're willing to fully experience the emotion in its juiciness, completeness, then all of a sudden you'll be able to experience the full range of emotions. We cannot experience complete bliss, joy, happiness, love, because we're not fully willing to experience our sadness, our anger, our depression, our hate, our hurt. And only when we can embrace the darkness within us will we be able to fully embrace the light and love within us.
That is astounding. You know, that's all I can say. Because is there a process to getting to a place that we can be in touch with our inner self? You know, because sometimes as women, we don't really know what we're really dealing with. There were years I had issues and I had no idea what those issues were. I didn't know what to name them. So how do you go about fixing something if you don't know what to call it?
You know, that's the reason that I wrote Your Journey to Love. I went through an experience that devastated me, the kind of experience where you end up on the floor as if your legs were literally ripped from your body. The kind of experience where the tears will not stop and you just no longer want to exist. The kind of experience that the tears go on for weeks and then all of a sudden there's no more tears and you can't feel anything and you just try to move through day by day. The kind of experience where it's the ugly cry. We've all either been there or we will all have that experience at some point in our life because that is part of the human condition. What most people try to do is they try to get past that. People will tell you, just try to move on or try to get over it or let's go do something or have a glass of wine or just go see a therapist and talk about it. And then you just need to move on with what we've been taught. And what I'm here to do is to tell you the opposite. Because what I did at that time is the opposite. I said, you know what? If something has shown up in my life to create this kind of experience again, there must be something so deep in me that is calling me to feel this depth of pain. I'm going to dive into this void until I hit the very bottom of it so I can see what's at the end. And so I let myself fully feel. And what occurred in allowing myself to really sink into every emotion that I had and fully feel it is all of a sudden the emotions lifted off and I was left with a state of real joy, of real happiness, of real bliss, of real understanding of what this human condition is and what emotion is. But we never let ourselves even feel to that depth because we think if I do that, I'm going to die. If I do that, I'll never get back up again. I don't know what would happen. And what I'm telling you is what you're breaking through is actually your ego and your identity. You're breaking through a shell around you that you have created based on how other people saw you and told you you were growing up through childhood. And that's where all of the beliefs, the thoughts, the memories will break apart so that you can fully step into a new you. And then you can have the relationships that you want. You can step out and have the job or the life or the experiences that you're looking for because you're no longer operating from that one perspective and the filters of that one perspective. You've allowed that house of cards to shatter.
You know what? This is very deep. And what I would like to be able to do is afterwards I would really like to talk to you because I would really like to bring you back on again. And, you just have so much knowledge there, you know, and I was able to see a lot of myself and I was able to, you know, from just networking with a lot of other women and talking to them, you know, I definitely understand their needs as well, you know, and this is something that I feel is very important. But I just want to ask you this. Now, once you dig deep into it and you start to see certain areas, you know, I mean, is there a spiritual side of it as well that women, that we have to deal with that as well, you know, versus just everything in the natural?
There's a spiritual, and if you want to call it awakening, that will happen.
Okay.
Because until you're willing to really see the divinity of yourself, the sacredness, the purity, the innocence of yourself, you know, that's the true journey to love. I tell people, if you really want to do your work, if you really want to make some breakthroughs in your life, I've written 3 books. Those books will take you through everything you need to go through. I also coach people, but the books will take you there. The first book is Conversations with the Universe. It really helps you see how everything in your life is your mirror. It brings you face to face with every aspect of you in a beautiful, joyful, playful way, so that you start to look and laugh at life and understand it in a new way and understand how intricately our Creator has created this amazing experience to constantly give us the symbols and speak to us in communications that we didn't even realize were around us. That is God speaking to us all of the time. My second book, and that first book was Conversations with the Universe. My second book was called Your Journey to Enlightenment. And enlightenment is not something that's handed to you by some teacher or guru outside of you. Enlightenment is something that you well up from in you. And you receive that by breaking through who you thought you were and allowing yourself to go back to being the child. You know, children live present moments. They're always in the now. And they always feel their emotions to completion. And if we can learn to be children again in how we express and feel, and also how we approach life, the wonderment, the play, the embrace of life, the full passion that they throw into life, if we threw that into every aspect of our lives would bloom continuously. But we don't do that. We're timid. We're afraid. We're guarded. We've lost the innocence of our childhood. So Your Journey to Enlightenment takes you back to your divine child. Your Journey to Love is the mix of the two. It is the heartbreak of the human condition, and it is the bliss of love, of enlightenment, of purity, of really marrying the higher self and the lower self. And it is the place of freedom. And so these 3 books are very much of a trilogy of the human condition and the soul experience of how to truly embody your spirituality and embrace every aspect of yourself and your life.
Okay. Well, tell us where we can definitely get your latest book, you know, Journey to Love. That is a very deep book. You know, I did receive it myself, and I thank your publicist for actually sending me a copy of it. You know, after I read it, I was really more intrigued than ever to actually have you onto the platform because it was very deep and it caused me to look at certain things in my own life now that I have to see differently, that I can no longer hide. You know, it was like I was faced with a demon, you know, and I had to deal with that. You know, so definitely tell us where we can get your book at, you know, within the next 2 minutes that we have. But I would definitely love to bring you back on. To
it
do
would
a
be
part
an honor
two of this
and a pleasure.
Interview.
Sure.
I would definitely love that, you know. Well, thank
My
you.
Website,
so just give us that information.
Mm-hmm. Sure. My website is iamsimran, iamsimran.com. All of my information is listed there, my books and my coaching and different things. But the books are available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, IndieBound, or on my website. So feel free to connect. And I'm also on social media. So I look forward to staying connected and extending the conversation even further.
Yes, I would, you know, because you basically just touched just a little bit of it for us this evening, you know, but I just want to go, it's like you pulled back the layer, you know. Now I want to be able to give all of my ladies what's inside of it now so that we can really tap into it, because my desire is to see every woman healed so that they can experience love. And I know I want to experience that myself, you know, but I know I have to deal with what is there, you know, and you have helped me to see that. So definitely I'm going to hook up with you on Facebook. I'm going to send you a friend request because I definitely want to be able to connect with you and see what is your schedule so we can definitely bring you back on. You have not heard the last of this interview. We're going to continue to run it. I don't care if we have to do it every week, if your time permits it, but this is so passionate, and I really want to be able to get this out to every lady. So we are out of time right now, but we will be back next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, God bless each and every last one of you, and just remember that we love you here, and we are here from you. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Barbara, and thank you, and love to all of you.
Okay, thank you.